this chip or pitch on
incredible 17. Up and down on 17.
Yes, sir. I mean, I overshot my target a little bit. I was trying to just play left side of the green, but it went a little farther than I was hoping. So on my chip shot, the green was kind of into me, so I just tried to make sure I trusted myself to make sure I got through the chip shot, and it landed in my spot and rolled up nicely.
So overall, tell us a little bit about the day, and you know, you talked a little bit about 17, but a lot of guys have come through here and said, hey, 14 and 17, the two par fives, a little bit of a helping win. Those are two crucial holes if you want to score well today.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. On hole 14, that was definitely scoreable. The wind was kind of, you know, a little right to left, but the pin was in a generous location, so that was gettable. Just make sure you get your drive in the fairway. Overall, tough day. Wind was up there, so I just tried to stay positive throughout the day. You know, it was kind of tough seeing the wind take some of my shots, but just staying positive and knowing I could get up and down and move on to the next one.
You're the only guy among the leaders who's an afternoon guy so far, so I'm thinking you flip it now with the late early. You should have the softer conditions tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
They'll have the wind.
That would be a little nicer, yes, sir.
Well, tell us about the start. You know, those first three, four holes, you've either got houses left, right, you got water left, right, you got OB sneaking around in there a little bit. How crucial is it to get through those first four holes without, you know, killing yourself right out of the blocks?
I feel like it's very crucial just to, you know, to get off to a good start, because then you have the par five, which is rather gettable, and then you have the par four right after. It's just a placement shot and then hit on the green. So the first four is pretty crucial. Just trying to make sure I get pars and get out of there.
You had a nice year so far. You won that Mana TC.
Yes, sir.
After college, or I just read it about it. Tell me a little bit about your career. How quickly have you come up to the
podium? Well, what do you like? Or like just this summer?
Yeah.
I've had a pretty good summer. I played a APJ Tour event at TPC Deer Run. I got fifth. That was really cool. I love that course. That was awesome. An awesome experience. And then I played in a tournament called the John Shippen, and that is a very prestigious event. And I had a lot of fun, and it was ran excellently. So, I've been looking forward to this event, and I'm glad to get off to a good start.
First time in the Illinois?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the Michigan band here. Did I hear correctly that you go to Eastern Michigan, but you're wearing a Wolverine band? Is that what I see?
Well, this is a bit of motivation. My dream school was to go to the University of Michigan, and throughout the recruiting process, that was where I wanted to go. But the coach that recruited me stepped down, and they brought in a coach from U of I, and he had no interest in me. And then I committed to Eastern Michigan, so I wear this as motivation.
Mm-hmm. So where do you play most of your golf in Michigan? Is there like a campus course by Eastern, or is there something else up there?
So I actually transferred from Eastern Michigan. I'll be going to Howard University in the fall. We're looking forward to that. We have a very nice schedule. But back at Eastern Michigan, we had a course called Eagle Crest that was only like 10 minutes away. So we played there all the time.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the courses near Howard that you might be seeing this fall?
We have a course called Woodmont, and that is a very beautiful course, hilly, but beautiful views, and I'm looking forward to playing that course. And then when I was up there, we played Argyle, and that reminds me a lot of my home course at home called Forest Hills. It's very short, but it's narrow, and the greens are rather small as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're going into your junior year.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, and you're from Rockford?
Yes, sir.
And so where do you play most of the time in Rockford?
I play at a course called Forest Hills. I used to just play the Park District, but I wanted a little more privacy when I played in practice. So I got a membership at Forest Hills, and I've been there for the past 2 years.
Cool. That's great. What did you expect coming in?
I played a tournament back home called the Men's City, and TJ Baker won it. It literally finished yesterday, and then came here today. I feel like I was struggling a little bit. First 2 days, 71, 71, and then the last day I shot 69, and I feel like I didn't play as well as I wanted to in that event. I ended up getting fourth, but I feel like I learned a lot of what I need to do and just staying focused and staying positive, because the first 2 days I was really hard on myself, but then the last day I was like, I brought one of my friends out to caddy for me and had a little bit of fun and just staying positive, and it helped a lot. So it's all mental.
Yeah, tell us about your time at Deer Run. Is that the first time you played like a PGA Tour course?
Yes, that was the first time. I mean, it was spectacular. Like, I can't get over how beautiful it was. Like, everything looked like it looked like it does on TV. So I just had a lot of fun there, and it was just nice how pure the greens were as well.
Yeah, well, they've done a lot to it. Actually, you're talking to two of the guinea pigs who played the first round out there,
really?
Even before the tour pros got out there.
Well, I wasn't there. You were there. You were there.
No. You were? No. Well, I was there.
How was that?
It was different. It was amazing, the things that we told the architects about. They trimmed some branches down, cut some weeds out, and made it easier for the tour players when they got out there. So it was kind of fun being a part of the experiment when they opened that. But so anyway, with where you're at now, what's your approach for tomorrow? Is it change at all, especially with maybe the earlier tee time, better conditions?
I mean, I'm looking forward to getting out, you know, get here early, get some practice in, just focus on putting, making sure I'm rolling my rock properly, and just stay positive. Like I said, it's all mental out here, because it can get aggravating watching the wind blow your ball around. So just staying positive and making sure that I'm not always going for the pin, you know, center left, center right.
There you go. So you didn't have a practice round here then?
I did. I just played. I played the 28th. Okay. That was when I played the practice.
And then you did the rock.
Yes.
And how many times have you played in that Deer Run?
This is my first time.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Great.
And I think they've had that, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Terrific.
Great. What?